It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow. Yeah.
This is Davin's Den.
Everybody, you are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than the letters H-I-K-L, but not the letter J, because that's for genius. You can join our chat room, the Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com. Tip is confused.
I don't get it.
You'll get it later.
No, I do know. I do know what the J is for.
You'll get it later.
I know.
Jail, as the case might be. But anyway, as far as we're talking about, it's for genius. It's for the genius.
Tonight's show is brought to you by the letter J and the number 33.
So go to the Den page. Go to davinsden.com. Click on air. Number to call in, should you choose, 845-986-8804. I'm your host, Gavin Rosenblatt. I haven't seen this one in a while. It lives. Pip Helix.
Yeah. And,
hi,
everybody.
Am I sick again, really?
No, I'm okay now.
You're okay now.
The guy who has not been introduced but is fucking talking and aggravating me before the show, Sensei Russ Rodico. Hey, Russ.
What's up? Thanks for having me back.
Thanks for coming in.
Glad to aggravate you.
Joe's out this week, so yeah. There's that aggravation.
There you go.
No, it's okay.
Joe will be back.
Yeah, he'll be back.
Joe will be back, and yes. Then we'll say Sea Monkeys and Jizz, and Joe will appear. That's Joe's intro.
Oh, really?
If you say Sea Monkeys and Jizz three times, Joe appears.
He appears, right. Like
it's
Beetlejuice.
Like Beetlejuice. Yes. Yeah.
So on the shul, there are many fools in the school, and that school is filled with Nazi salutes, a lecture about porn. But absolutely no candy canes. Comics in the News is another comic creates an unsafe space while doing his show at a college. And Twitter history causes another comic some pain in the ass. But absolutely no homo. And I'm sure we'll get to a bunch of other stuff as well. All right, so real quickly.
Yes.
I don't want to do politics this whole show.
No, we did that last time.
No, I don't want to do that.
I can't talk to you about politics. You would annoy me.
Well, because I have facts. And
no, you don't have facts.
Pip, did I not have facts before the show?
Actually, he quoted numbers, and I looked it up, and he was exactly right.
You read too much media. Anyway, what's your quick question?
But to be fair, Russ had a point. I looked it up. There was the article.
What's there you that? Go.
About, you know, Romney's importance in the...
But that's not what he said. He said Romney ran.
No, he was wrong about him running.
That's what I was arguing. That's what I was talking about.
What's your question?
So, Trump, not a criminal?
I don't think there's. He has not been charged.
No. But in your heart,
innocent until proven guilty.
I don't care. I don't.
Innocent until proven guilty. I'm not saying he's never broken the law. There's no way. First of all, you can obtain that kind of wealth and power and not have bodies in the road.
Sure, you can. You can get $400 million from daddy.
I get that. No.
I'd love to get that.
As a president, do I think he's committed high crimes and misdemeanors?
Do you think he's a criminal? Yeah, I don't know what he's charged. You don't think
he has not been charged with anything.
But in your heart,
all I know is what media shows.
Do you think he has?
I'm not in the White House. We all have.
Besides speeding,
we all have. I got caught tomorrow night
for
speeding.
All right, besides that shit.
You know what?
Actually, I wasn't speeding. I was hauling ass, but anyway.
Lead foot doesn't count.
Yeah.
Not in New York.
Have you ever been charged with a felony?
Probably not.
Have you been charged with...
Probably not.
It's presidential material this morning.
You know what? With all that meth in your system, how can one tell?
That's fantastic.
No, I've not been charged with a felony.
I have not been charged with a felony.
Has Trump been charged with a felony?
Has Trump...
No, he hasn't.
Criminally
wait till all these Democrats, you're excited. He's going to charge, impeach. Yeah, he's going to resign. Oh, we're going to win the election.
I'll be excited when he's dead.
No, you're not going to win the election in 2016.
I'll be excited when he's dead.
In about 5 to 8 years, you're going to get your wish.
Yeah, he's not living long.
No.
With all that Tanner and McDonald's and coursing through his veins?
Well, that's the guy didn't smoke and didn't drink, but the chemicals on his skin, not the way to go.
Waitress, could you not give me some more butter for my bacon?
Yeah, the hair dye and the chemical tan.
But it's like, yeah. Like dude, it's November.
Hair dye is bad?
It's got to be. Well,
I guess we'll have a double funeral for two redheads.
Have you ever seen that color? That's got to be a custom job. That shit's made in a lab.
It's yellow.
He's been rubbing that on his head since 85.
It's yellow.
He's
dead. It hasn't always been yellow. It's yellow now.
I don't know what it's it's weird yellow.
It's fading.
It's almost
I actually like when he has the white hair.
It's not like an American cheese yellow. It's just this off yellow.
I like when his roots show.
I call pale ale yellow almost. Like it's like somebody put a beer color in a hair dye.
A little bit. Like the stuff that was in is mostly gone, and now the white is really coming.
He looks better that way.
Yes.
Well, a little bit more natural than Sunshine Boy.
It's ridiculous.
He looks very Van Gogh. The yellow with the orange.
Instead of missing an ear, he's missing a brain.
Yeah.
No, he's a moron. For 2 years, I've been nice.
He's a douche. He's not a moron.
No, he's a complete... I have the smocking gun. He's
both?
A fucking moron.
I know. Another reason why someone should smash his phone and stop him from texting.
Moron. Oh, my God.
I had
expectations.
If that was your boss...
So did I. And they've been fulfilled and exceeded.
No, I know. He's giving you jokes for the next 5 years.
He certainly has.
Russ, if that was your boss, how would you try to corral him from making an ass of himself on his phone? What technique do you
There's
think?
There's no technique.
I was just wondering if you had an
one.
Idea for that.
No,
but you call
one.
Verizon and say, knock it off. Nothing he does goes out anymore. I'll fucking nuke that tower, I swear to God, Verizon.
I'll shut it down. I'll shut them all down.
I got Mattis right here. We're storming the tower.
Mattis, mad dog. When he got sent to the border, I got scared.
Oh, yeah.
A war in Mexico would be over within 45 seconds of that crazy son of a bitch.
That would be bad.
The body count would be fucked up. Oh, my God. I'm serious. I was like, why would you send that dude for an immigration crisis?
Oh, my God.
If Russia storms over Poland, you call the guy like that. Yeah. You don't send him to deal with some immigrants.
If Russia storms over Poland, we'll go, that's cool. And that'll be Wednesday.
No. If Russia storms over Poland, we got problems. That's when you get a guy like Mad Dog
Mattis.
We're
fine with them taking the Ukraine's sailors. We're cool. We're good. We vowed to protect them in 1994, and the Budapest Agreement, we're good. We're fine. Yeah.
I think no matter what we do or say regarding Ukraine, 20 years from now, there's a picture of Vladimir Putin on all that money. That's just
very possible.
It's location.
Another reason why you have to watch HBO's Vice. Do you watch HBO's Vice?
I have actually caught it a few times.
Oh, you got to watch.
It's a little over the top for me, but it's not horrible.
Oh, there's so much information on there. They cover so many things.
That's fantastic.
They're talking with people.
They're talking with people. My God. Some of these people are a little,
what has been over the top?
You'd be short of a six-pack.
What has been over? They go into war zones.
I know. It's intense.
Yeah.
It's an intense.
So you actually learn what's going on.
Oh, okay. Learning. That's learning.
As opposed to what? Turning on Hannity?
I don't watch Hannity.
Oh, good.
I flip all over, and I get pissed off, and I shut it off, and I'm like, they're all full of shit. And I do.
I do.
You know, if there's a big issue of a day, I'm not kidding. My wife laughs at me.
What do you mean?
She's apolitical.
You have no idea?
Susan's apolitical.
Oh, okay. Thinks,
yeah. So I'll follow the same issue, same night, same time, flipping back and forth between Fox and CNN.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I'm living on two fucking different planets.
Oh, they are two
so
different planets.
So a half hour into this, she's looking at me like, hubby, please change this. You know, my cortex is about to explode. And I'm sitting there, and I'm like, this is my thing. I studied political science in college. I've worked in government. So there's no handbook for what's going on. No. This is next level. Our anthropologists, not even historians, anthropologists will look back on this one day and be like, wow.
No, Fox has good programming,
though. Yes, they will.
How do you show up 2018?
What the fuck? There'll be so many books. You know, you think there are books on the Middle Ages. There'll be books about this era, and they'll be saying, what the hell is going on?
He'll be over soon. He'll be dead soon. He doesn't have that much life in him.
He's getting up there.
Although, as I've said on the show, evil does live forever. So if Steve Bix is still kicking around.
He's again, the evil, the hate, just totally, like I said. The problem is Trump and the liberals have one thing in common. They're both at a 10, and they got to knock it down to about a 7.
Tell me what
Too loud.
Like. Tell me
Too
what
loud.
You like about him.
Economy's growing.
Not really.
The economy's growing. Not the stock market. Stock market's not the
That's
economy.
What he cares about.
That's people investing. That's people who
are. Are they adding jobs? Yes, at a slower rate than Obama, but yes, they're adding jobs.
You don't compare. People are going to work. People are going to work.
That's good. I'm happy about that.
The economy's growing.
He doesn't get credit for that.
The economy's growing. I'll never. And I was a GM man. I'll never buy GM again.
I don't remember you speaking so fondly about the economy when Obama was growing it. When we were.
I said it. I know bullshit. I said it was growing, but slowly. said it was growing. Well, Obama
had the Great Depression part two.
For whatever reason, I was honest. I was as honest as I can be.
I'm glad the economy's growing.
Yes.
I'm glad that it's growing. I don't think he has much to do with it.
I don't think
he's
so.
He's rolled back some regulation. The NAFTA deal, I was excited about that. I was excited that was finally read. That was a big part of the 90s, and I was in college at
the
time. They
haven't really changed it too much, though.
They massaged a few things that I think will be for our benefit. Good.
That's good. That's
good.
Fine. I'm fine
with that. It's a good thing.
But it's not the overhaul he spoke about. And as soon as they gave the Mexican and North American auto workers a guaranteed $15 an hour, the job's left.
Here's the thing. He aims high. He makes a ruckus, yada, yada. And he knows he's only going to get about 10% of... Yeah, he makes ridiculous off-the-cuff demands and goes in guns blazing.
It's not an aim.
No, and he's going to get 10 or 20% of what he's asking for. David, it's been 2 years now. This is business 101, buddy. That's what he's doing. What he's doing is a business tactic. You go in like a friggin' steamroller, demanding everything in the friggin' world, and you get something back.
That's fine. But the people,
and that's what he's doing.
There's
I'm not
payback.
Saying he's not a douche. I get it. He is. He's uncouth. He offends people. I get it. I get all that.
Well, one day we'll have a president, left or right. We will.
No.
America will have a president again. Maybe it'll be John Kasich. Maybe it'll be...
Kasich, nah.
I don't know. Somebody on the right, somebody on the left. We'll have a president again. It'll be fine. We shall overcome.
Yeah, we can't have this again.
It was...
We'll get an adult in the White
House.
It
was nice seeing Trump with the Bushes, although it was a little awkward there. It was kind of a reflection of, you know what, Bush Sr. and Bill Clinton were able to do. I mean, you know, a guy who was dethroned, Bush Sr., by Clinton.
Great friends.
Great friends. They did great things together. So I think
Trump... Because they were decent human beings, for the most part.
Yeah, but I think right now our nation needed to see that. Because I think
That the adults could come back?
Yeah, I think the Clinton-Bush Sr. relationship... Really,
you look at W and Michelle
really
Obama.
Shows the potential. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course.
Oh, yes, exactly. GW and Michelle Obama. Exactly. That's the potential of America.
Yes. Yeah.
That's the way. It, all right. That's the way it's supposed to be.
So
you never asked me a question.
Well, I don't know.
Was there even a
I've
question?
I've lost interest.
All that?
I don't want to talk about Trump all night.
No, me neither.
I've lost. Do you I asked you. Do you think he's
do
a
the shit with Josie? I don't think he's a criminal.
Okay.
Charge him, and we'll talk.
Well, I'd love to, but I'm not in charge.
You can't. You tell jokes about the guy.
And they do very
and
well.
They do excellent. I love the Poland thing. You got to run with it.
That was
you.
Yeah.
He
makes it so easy.
What do you got?
So I had a comedy show on Saturday night.
Oh, okay.
Kids had a sleepover.
Hey,
wife comes to see me. She doesn't see me very much anymore perform.
Oh, she came out. I like that.
Yeah.
Come.
You probably have seen me more in the past several years.
Funny. The thrill is gone.
No, I don't have kids to watch.
No, I'm not bitching about
my
it.
My cats will wake it up for me.
So it's a fundraiser where I performed last year and 2 years before. They keep on asking me specifically to come back and do it, which is very flattering.
Nice.
But it's like, you know, it's like I'd like to bring in some different comics, but they keep on asking me, so I got to keep on make it fresh for them. Ooh. So she was very helpful setting up the equipment. She used to run my shows back in the day.
No kidding.
Before the daughter was born. But now I run the shows or I have a comic runner. But if I couldn't be there, she ran the shows. She was, she was setting up. Anyway, so whatever. I have a good set. They really liked it. A joke I'd never done before. Never, ever done. Applause break.
Nice.
Hey, nice. Very good.
Isn't that a great feeling?
It's the fucking best feeling.
Yeah.
It's the best. Because that's what I like. I get off on the creating of it.
Did somebody storm out last time I was here?
Yeah, it was you.
Yeah, you stormed out.
No, I didn't storm. I stood for the whole ridiculous thing. Listen to this CNN shit for three friggin' hours.
Yes.
I never stormed out.
No, kidding.
No, I don't think I ever stormed out of one of my shows recently.
No, I thought you had a problem. Not recently. Recently?
In my history, absolutely.
Oh,
yeah, I thought you had a problem. Anyway.
So, I'm just trying to get my bearings. So, anyway, so I get off the stage, and the wife, the first thing, I talk too fast, which I know. I've always talked too fast. When I play the South, I try to talk a little slower. But I still talk too fast.
Yeah.
New Yorker down there. Yeah, right on.
Yeah. So I know I talk too fast. And she's like, oh, you kept on adjusting your sleeve. Now, I was wearing a blazer, which I never wear on stage. I was wearing a blazer. And
you in a blazer?
Sport coat.
That's funny. Yeah, I've never seen that.
No, he cleans up nice.
That's funny stuff.
Thank you.
David cleaning up is like wearing his baseball jersey or some shit like that.
It's a new jersey.
If it's washed, yeah. That's sans mud.
So anyway... The blazer, I hadn't worn it in a while, as you would imagine.
There you go.
And it's
talk about facts. I got facts.
Tighter in the chest and the arms.
Oh, check you out.
Which is nice.
Muscle man.
Well, I'm not a muscle man.
Oh.
But
he's adjusting things.
I'm adjusting things.
Yeah, weight redistribution.
But yes. Yeah, that's probably what it is. Yes. So I kept on adjusting my sleeve.
I dropped 30 pounds from your belly to your ass. You remember that one?
Was that Dice?
Yeah. It's classic.
So here's the thing. So like the first couple things are like nitpicks. Little nitpicks that she made.
Right, ooh, right. She's giving you notes.
Yeah. Now, what's the time lapse, though, between the last time she's seen your show? More than 5 years, you'd say?
No,
not that long. So it's been a few years.
No, probably when you came out to see me.
So she became a critic.
So about a year.
Oh, okay.
A year ago.
Yeah, yeah.
A little less than a year.
All right.
Oh, is that place up here?
Yes, which is no more. Which is no more.
It isn't?
It's not.
Oh. Okay.
Walt's place. Gone.
Really?
They're not doing comedy there anymore.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I'm like, huh. Like, you know, they used to be, what's with the, I'm a little annoyed. I mean, it's nice. On the one hand, it's like, well, you know, she's trying for perfection.
Right. She wants good for you.
Yeah, you know what? You know,
but you don't want that the minute you're done.
What? I fucking did well. I did really good.
Keep your expectations to the bedroom, sweetheart.
Listen, notes are welcome there.
Yeah, no, notes are welcome.
Well, I don't understand what you're doing. You keep on adjusting your sleeve. What's wrong with that?
That's funny stuff.
Like during a minute after?
I guess,
was it immediately after? Yeah, good point.
Yeah,
I probably, maybe I said, what'd you think? Maybe I said that, or I said that went well. Something like that.
Yeah.
I really didn't give a shit what she thought.
No.
You probably said, what'd you think? And your expectation was, like a little kid just having your school play, honey, you were great. That's what you want to hear.
The pat on the head and the...
But you know what?
It is what you want.
You know what? I was fucking great.
You were.
No, I mean...
More of his facts.
No, listen, I know when there's... Listen.
Stop now.
Listen, like if I didn't do well, I would have walked off stage and go, well, that sucked a bag of dicks.
But that's constructive criticism, though.
But is it? Do I need that?
It's your wife. Are you kidding me?
I've been doing this over 20 years. I fucking know.
I think a man's wife should be his toughest critic.
No, I think a little one time put on the pom-poms. Let's fucking cheer.
Listen, I am going to risk the barrel here.
Uh-oh.
The first thing... that naturally that you want to hear, and if you had a really good show that you should be hearing is, that was really good.
I did 45 minutes to an hour in front of people I was just in front of last year.
Later, I might say, you got to work on that
talk about
fast
the sleeve,
thing.
Yeah.
You know what?
Or tugging.
It's been 20 some odd years. It's not going to change.
No. No.
It's just
it's
no.
Not.
A kid from New York doesn't talk. So I get it. I'm from the boroughs.
Yeah, I know.
I talk too fast too.
I've done, even speaking professionally, you know, you get a mixed crowd, especially in Manhattan. Everybody's from somewhere. Nobody's from Manhattan originally. Like, slow it down a little bit. You know?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
And you know what? And it's a valid critique of me, and audience members tell me that from time to time, especially the older ones.
Yeah.
They'll go, oh, it was very funny. I just couldn't catch anything. Well, I'm like, well, you need to listen quicker.
Yeah. Open your ears, jackass. What's with the sleeve thing, though? That's a good observation.
It is. But again,
it's distracting.
But people haven't.
Is it?
It could be.
It doesn't seem like they seem to be laughing.
You get somebody with an attention span issue, you're playing with your sleeve
then
all
they're
night.
Not going to like what I'm bringing anyway.
Probably. Yeah, I get it. Yeah, you're
no,
pretty
not
cerebral.
Necessarily. My husband was in a band with somebody who, well, he had two really bad habits. I know what he was trying to do. While he would sing, he would chew fucking gum.
All right, that's different.
Because he thought he was John Lennon,
that's
and he
different.
Used to
that's
chew
weird.
Gum
that's
while he was doing stuff.
Because that affects
that's
what
quirky.
You're hearing.
That's
it's,
quirky.
And
yeah,
it's obnoxious.
Weird.
And it's like, you, sir, are not John Lennon.
Because he's dead.
Yeah, I know. That's a really good point. Thanks for letting me know about that. But the other
thing fact. David fact number four for tonight.
The other thing is that he used to occasionally look at his watch during the set.
Oh.
During.
That was John. I'm sorry.
Oh, God damn it. That is
what?
Wrong.
Oh, that's is that a gunshot?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, no. That's not
funny.
Yeah,
that's wrong,
dude. I'm a Republican and that offends me.
That's funny.
Sean Lennon, bro.
No, too soon.
Too soon.
Too soon.
I'm fine with it.
Ask your average millennial who he was. What?
Yeah, I know.
Who's Sean Lennon?
John Lemon?
Yeah.
That's Jack Lemon.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. No, Don. Don
Who's
Lemon.
Who's that?
They know Don Lemon. Yeah, they.
Don Lemon. No, but the other thing...
Not baseball.
No, CNN.
No, but there was a manager, Don Lemon, too.
Was there? I don't have the fact. I'm not looking it up. Go away.
That was the sports guy.
Yeah.
So the other thing that he would do is he would look at his watch during the song.
That's weird.
And I was like... Are we keeping you?
Yeah, somewhere else to be.
Here's the thing. You don't know.
I paid $5 to see you.
Get off at a certain time.
I know why he's keeping time.
Okay.
But not in the, like, do it discreetly. Like, when you turn around and look at the drums, maybe look at your watch.
Finish the song, though.
I mean,
it depends how
often. A singer has enough that I noticed it. A singer has enough leeway moving around that he could have done it more discreetly.
As a comic, I got to check my watch sometimes.
No, you do. But it's like, but as a singer, you have a movement and you could look more discreetly. He was like, he had a plan to catch. It's like, dude, we're at your show.
Quite honestly, as an audience, you're just not that interesting.
Not cool.
As an audience, yeah, I know.
Have you done the cuff thing before, though? Have you ever noticed yourself doing it?
No, you don't do that.
Okay, so she's seen
you.
No,
I've only seen you twice, and it's been a while.
I mean, then it must have been because this jacket.
It was the jacket.
And I'm not used to having a jacket on.
Yeah, so that's okay.
Was it a tweed jacket?
No.
Like a material, what kind of jacket was it?
Itching.
I'm serious.
It wasn't itching me at all.
It was, that's where I was going with that. Anything tweed, or...
Maybe it was just a little long or a little
I have a camel head jacket that I bought and wore twice.
Oh, because it's
neck,
itchy? Oh.
The concession is...
Beautiful.
I can't raise my arms. You know, the jacket.
Yeah, it rides up on you.
Oh,
especially now with your new big biceps.
Stop it.
He's Facebook fitness posting now. Did you see that shit?
No, I'm not.
I was laughing my balls off.
Sure. Were you?
Yes, the Potbelly softball player. Look how buffed I got. He posted. Remember that last time?
No.
Yes, you did.
No, I did not.
I did the million day challenge or some shit
no,
like that. I was 80
day
rolling.
Obsession. I did before and after.
There, yes, you did. And that's a fitness post. I loved it.
But it's not. I'm not like topless or anything.
No, that's nothing. My friend's little boyfriend is posting his running times. Yeah, then that's all
I have. I have personal friends
who
do that.
Who cares?
Who
fucking cares?
I fired back at one friend. I'm like, ran the refrigerator, 0.0008 miles, got beer, ran back the couch, 0.008 miles, time 30 seconds.
I know.
It was fantastic.
Listen, if you don't want to embrace a healthy lifestyle,
I'm
going to
run 500 miles this week.
But don't hate those of us who do.
No.
I'll cheer you on from my couch.
I don't
have
a problem.
You see my post. Am I posting every day?
No,
not every day, but you did one, and I thought
it
was funny.
You should do that 80-day obsession thing. It would kick your ass.
How can I say conformist for Davin? I was shocked by it.
No, he was trying something new.
I know.
He was,
I thought
like,
it was
just.
And
I
bitched about it every way.
Oh, yes,
I laughed about it. I was like, "Wow, there is the fitness picture from Davin Rosenblatt."
Listen, it did change my body.
Wow. Wait! The world will end if I start doing that shit. The world is.
I'm not going to talk about my new workout program tonight.
Oh god, here we go.
There's a new one.
Yeah, I know.
There's a new one. I'm always doing new stuff now. It has changed my body.
Side dips for Democrats.
I mean, I'm not where I want to be, but it's definitely changed my body.
Leg lifts for liberals. That was funny.
You think so? No,
what makes it different from like?
I wasn't playing with my cuff while I said it.
My wife will be pleased.
There you go. I got one fan already.
Cuff? So my point is this. I don't need that shit. How about a little adulation? A little pom-poms.
I understand.
At this point, you know what? At this point in my career, I know.
How many years you been married?
16.
The pom-poms were gone 6 years ago, buddy.
Pom-poms went long. But you know what?
I know.
When
after
Mr.
year
Helix
10, there are no
stage,
pom-poms.
When Mr. Helix comes off stage, you weren't really keeping the time on that one, were you?
I know, right?
I mean, he don't need that from you. He knows what he's doing.
No, I would. You know what? I would positive things first. I know how to give notes because, I did theater and stuff.
You know how
16 years of marriage. How long have you been married?
Oh.
You know how you give notes?
Exactly.
No.
There is no positive reinforcement after two decades.
Yeah. What? No. No.
You've been married 11 years.
No, I don't think so.
I feel you should be.
2010. So we were married, actually.
Never mind. We're not going to stop the show. We'll call Mr. Helix.
We've been married 8 years, but we were together 10 years before that, so 18 years.
Yeah, that's too long for positive reinforcement.
I don't think so.
It's gone.
Keep your mouth shut.
No way.
Because I'm a supportive person.
Yeah.
When she has news, I'm like, oh, that's great. You know, she's moving up the corporate ladder. They really like her. That's great.
Yeah. No, that's good stuff.
I've been doing this comedy thing long enough.
Yes.
If Jerry Seinfeld wants to pass me notes, I'm all fucking
ears. Wives get to do that. That's what they do.
I don't need it.
Okay. Really? Yeah, you don't want to hear?
It. Don't need it.
See, now I think
if shit went wrong and there was something and I'm like, oh, and I go, I wonder what happened there and I really don't know.
Yeah.
Good time for notes. If I really don't know.
I think that there are things that everybody can improve on, and I think that somebody who's close enough to you that they have seen your material and that they are not going to, well, I mean, like, the thing about the cuff I wouldn't have even mentioned because it's like one night you had a cuff that bothered you, so what? But I mean, if there's stuff that you habitually do, I mean, too fast.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. Yeah, that's not going to change,
but,
though.
You know what? But you're not going to
change. Change.
Thank you. It's not going to change.
It's not going to change. So it's like, I'm not mentioning it. You know? I mean.
So two things you wouldn't mention. So my point is right. You would have said, good job, honey, because I fucking did what I'm supposed to do. I went up there for 45 minutes to an hour. I entertained those same people who I saw last year and 2 years before that.
And
did you argue about
you.
It?
No, I didn't.
Oh, you just let it go? Yeah, you just let it go.
I let it go.
No, he didn't let it go. We're talking about it now.
I know. I'm thinking.
You didn't bring it up then.
If she's listening, it's coming up later.
Nah, she's not listening. Then I'll get notes on this.
Yeah, there you go. Too many facts. Too many facts.
I've said this before. Just be fucking supportive. Yeah. You know, here's the thing. In my line of work, honestly, I'm serious. In my line of work, everybody wants to take you down a notch.
Oh,
the people that hire you, the audience, other comics, everybody wants to take you down a notch. Whether you're on the bottom or the tippy top, everybody wants to take you fucking down a notch. Ooh. That's just the way it is.
It's
everybody
those...
should be where you are. You don't deserve it. I could do it better. That's just the reality of my business.
That's the one.
So
I could do it better.
Right. So when I come off stage... And
try opening up a karate school.
I never told you.
No, not you. I said in general. Yeah. You know, I'm better than him and... Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
you can do this, and I get it.
All right, so that,
I get it. I can identify with that.
Okay,
is what I'm saying.
Yeah. So that's every.
You don't want to hear it on the home front too, well, because you wore an itchy jacket and you grew up in New York, so this makes sense.
Jacket wasn't itchy, was just.
And we're talking about this, so that makes it funny.
Yeah, exactly. I just think, ladies and gentlemen, fucking support your spouse. We get so much shit. From everybody else in the world, whether it's on social media, your boss, your kids, people you work with, we get so much shit as human beings.
Oh, my God.
Unless you are...
He's mad.
No, but listen, if you're actually invested by, like, you're watching set after set that I do, you're comparing to other performers, you're really invested in how the act is progressing, and now you're a manager... / partner in this. Okay, now we got something to talk about. But don't fucking stroll in once a year. Just say, good job, honey. They seem to really like it. How about we just do that?
So in a case of premature ejaculation, would you want that too?
I know.
You did good tonight, Davin.
Nice try.
Nice try. It was good. But again, I liked it.
Good enthusiasm.
Yeah, exactly.
But I'm a better comic than I am a lover.
That's awesome.
I'm a damn fucking good comic. I love it. What are you going to do?
That's funny shit right
but comedy,
there.
Comedy, I can't.
That is funny stuff.
It is what it is.
That is funny stuff.
Paying for comedy. Nobody's paying to love this.
Nice. I jizz when I jizz.
That's great.
I jizz when I jizz.
Nice.
But, I mean, am I wrong? I don't think I'm wrong.
You're a little upset about it. That's I see
no,
that.
Again, I have to create content. But I was annoyed.
After 16 years, you know,
understand.
It's nah, it
so
is
she's
what
been,
it is.
And she was with me 5 years. I've been with her since before I started comedy.
Yeah. Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yes. So I've been with her since before.
She got married and then you lost your mind. Poor woman.
No, she knew. She knew what she was getting into.
I don't know. I've seen pictures of them when they were younger. He looked so normal. He looked happy.
No.
Like,
no.
He looked like a presentable.
I knew him before he got
nice
married.
Nice guy
no.
from the city. No?
He was not
did you?
Normal.
You knew him that long?
Yeah.
He looked so normal.
Yeah,
I've seen
no,
pictures.
I've known him a long time.
I don't look normal now?
No, not at all. No.
What, do I look like a Fraggle Rock?
If I... down in Fraggle Rock, baby. Down in Warwick, New York.
I don't
York.
Think I'm Muppet-esque. I must have...
I'm
to
Muppet-esque, but, you know. Yeah, you're a little off sometimes, that's all.
But that's my personality, not how I look. That's my
personality. There's
so
many
normal.
Facts in your head.
I don't look like the Sandy Hook killer.
No.
Have you seen the pictures of him with that hair and those bulging eyes? I don't look like
oh,
this.
Yeah.
I look normal.
How the cops missed that guy.
I can easily sneak into a crowd.
Really?
How the hell do you miss that walking down the street?
Music, no, you could totally get past the screening.
Yeah, boy. I look normal.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't.
Nah, I'd stop him at a desk in the city.
No.
I would.
No, so Russ, think about this. I can get past the screening, okay?
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, because
yeah, but
I
that's
look...
a breast exam. But that's
hey!
No, I look look like I sell Tupperware.
They
don't know.
That's funny stuff.
Right?
You do look normal, though.
Yeah, I know.
So she looks normal and I don't.
No, you don't. You just look like troublesome.
I look troublesome?
Yeah, like so, yeah. Like,
no, you
like
don't.
Like even his promo picture from the website.
Yeah, I don't
think freaking New York City wise ass. That's what he looks.
Buddy, yeah.
Troublesome.
But I'm a comic. That's how we.
Exactly.
Like,
but I'm just saying.
Better I should ride a tricycle with a beanie like those.
You look
guys?
So. You look like that when you were young. I see those pictures. I see a happy young man.
I was young.
Full
I was
of
happy.
Life and enthusiasm.
Yes, but that's just, anybody
this,
my
this,
age.
This fast like, talking wise ass who fidgets with his clothes.
Life
that's what he's become.
Down yet.
That's what I am now.
Yes.
I'm a fidgeter. I don't know. I just think. You know what? A sincere good job. That was great. You know, a little adulation. Because I'll tell you what, strangers want to fucking blow you sometimes when you come off stage.
It'd be really? Nice.
It, well, when I was younger. But
not
now,
me.
No. I was just.
No, but people are really people are really enthusiastic when you come off stage. They're really impressed what you did. What you. It'd be nice to get it a little bit of that on the home front. I know I'm a piece of shit when I walk through the door. I get that. I resign myself. I'm fine with that.
No, a bad husband. I'm here anyway.
I live here. Nobody
but I am a good comic.
Yes. Think so, I take pride.
Call him what you want.
Just I'm a good comic.
Just don't mess with his comedy.
I'm good.
I've worked at it.
That's funny stuff.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm mistaken.
Oh, God.
No. I get you. I get where you're coming from. I do.
I about once a month, I'll have some booze on a weekend. I'll play my bass, which is to say I don't play a lot.
Right.
And there are some songs I rock, and it's nice to see my wife's reaction when I'm rocking out, and she's like, oh, wow, you know, check out my hubby playing that cool song.
Mm-hmm.
And later in the night, as the Jack Daniels bottle gets a little lower, I start sucking fast. And then
was
there's
you talking about the bass.
That's after I get the look. And there's no words. It's just that look like, wow.
Right.
He's all over the place.
But you are sucking
that went
at
downhill
that moment.
Fast.
Yes, I am sucking at that moment.
Right. But
it's the look, though, that makes me stop playing.
But I have come off the stage.
That's where it is.
I have
like,
come
I don't
off the
know,
stage
I
victorious.
Suck. Yeah, I get it. But in my mind, I'm doing great because I'm so shit-faced. I'm
right, but I'm...
Yeah,
but
dude, I'm like...
But here's
you know?
The difference.
I'm Iron Maiden, baby,
here's
you know? I'm doing wonderful.
I have affirmation.
And then I get the look.
I have
that John Entwistle over there.
Like, yeah, the song's doing one thing and you're doing something else. You drunk ass, go to bed. And it's that look. There's no words needed. But
I have the affirmation from 100 strangers.
Yeah, I know.
Right.
You're not getting it from the missus.
No, that the shit went well. Yeah. I was on point. Whereas the woman wanted to hire me again for next year.
Wow.
Right. So that's all I'm saying. Fucking support your loved one. That's all I'm saying. Don't be a don't be a fucking douche all the time. Be supportive. Be supportive.
Okay, I'll try.
I know comedy. I know diving jackets.
So, Pip, you had some good news.
I had a thing that did not suck happen today.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's a good day.
Yeah, I know. Well, it was right before the show.
Yeah.
I had been going to this other place, but I go to a new place, the Dunkin' Donuts drive-thru, to get my coffee.
You make it sound like it's a fucking new dance club or something. This new place.
This happening joint, man.
No, I didn't mean it like
pumpkin spice. Blueberry donuts, baby.
People don't know about it, but it's this little it's this little place.
There's not one every mile and a half.
Have you heard of this? Dunkin' Donuts? Have you heard of this? They have muffins and donuts and bagels.
If they have bagels too.
If you ask nice enough, they'll even give you flavored coffee. I don't know why it hasn't been discovered yet. I've just discovered this new place, and I'm sharing it with you, my closest friends.
You dicks.
If you turn around and look in the corner, there's a soda machine.
Kip, you spoke at a nice pace. You did not speak too fast.
There
you
go.
Were building up to that. So
nice. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Right,
so tell me about this awesome Dunkin' Donuts.
No, I meant it's new to me.
Okay.
I didn't know it was there.
They're old to the rest of us, sweetie.
That's
not
great.
Dunkin' Donuts in general. I meant this particular one. I didn't know it was
another
there.
One popped up. Wow.
Yeah, right. I know.
They're like hemorrhoids.
I don't know how long it's been there. Well, I don't live here. It's past my usual turn. So I went over there, and I've been going there.
Would you go in Chester?
Yeah, okay. I've been going there like a couple times now, and so I went through the drive-thru, and I get up to the window. I see the usual dude, and he looks at me, and he looks odd, and he goes, "The last few people in a row have been paying for the people behind them, so and there's nobody behind you, so you're it." And I'm like, So I got a free coffee. Yeah. A free latte. Large latte.
Wow. No kidding. Is that it right there at Chicago?
This is it.
Wasn't going to be large until it was
wow.
free.
Yeah.
That's very nice.
And I'm thinking, oh,
nice.
God.
In Manhattan, that's like winning the friggin' lottery.
I know.
You save 15
I was like,
bucks.
I just looked at him like, what? So I mean, I usually tip him 50 cents. So I was like,
really?
Yeah, I do.
Wow.
You
you're
tip
very
Dunkin' cool. Donuts?
Yeah.
Are you Italian? Really?
No, no, I'm not Italian.
I'm Italian. We got
yeah, but
the reputation for tipping for no reason.
Yeah, I got a tip for no
reason. They get Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah,
no
so,
kidding. Good
so
for you.
I give them, you know, it's usually like.
Well, you know what? If you
change.
Just got a free one, then I'll throw them, you know, something.
Yeah, well, I was like,
yeah,
well, here's
so.
Your tip.
That's
you know?
Funny stuff.
And I mean, it's like, you know, it's Christmas time and stuff. So it's like, so I'm like, well, here, you know, because I was like, I can't believe I just got... So that totally didn't suck.
That didn't suck. Yeah, I don't think we need
no,
a
that's
bumper
awesome.
For that.
The weird guy you have to discount because it's Chester. And you're just going to get that in Chester.
It's Walt.
No.
No comment.
This was... I don't know cars, but the license plate, Tam Nader, whoever you are, thank you for my latte.
I'm glad
actually,
this happened.
In the world
for you.
We live in, yeah, you're going to get a letter. Yeah, give me back my $4.50.
I know. I
you moocher.
Tea, you bitch. And I had to pay for your fucking large latte. That's because it was going to happen.
That's exactly. We'll blame it on, David will blame it on Trump and we'll be all good.
I'll be
that's
like it. During the show, bang, bang, bang. I know where you are. Give me my money back.
That's awesome.
Shit.
Oh, yeah, man. I don't know if that's going to be the debut of a new segment right there.
No, not this one.
No.
But I mean,
well, I'm glad you got a $4 value, sweetie.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a nice thing to do.
Absolutely.
And
you pay it forward next time you're doing.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well,
pay
it
forward. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're nice. I've never done that.
You've
no,
never
you never paid
that?
It forward.
I don't go through the drive-thru.
I paid for the person behind me. Just
he's exercising now.
The guy goes.
He gets
do you
out
know
of his
them?
Car.
Always get out of the car. Always get out of the car. I'd rather deal with it. If they're going to fuck it up, I want to see who's fucking it up.
Oh, God. You're one of those.
Yeah, I want to see who's going to mess up this order.
Well, I go see my brother, and every time I go and get a coffee. And so, I mean, I was going to see him in the nursing home so often that I would go, my routine was go through the drive-thru. They knew what I was going to get. Hi, how you doing tonight? I, you know, gave the receptionist a donut. And there was this old lady that I would see on my way out, and I'd give her a donut. So I had a routine. You know?
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
So now you got to use stink.
Yeah.
All right, let me cue this up. So.
You stink. There we
go. All right, what do you got for me?
This wasn't a you stink that happened to me, but this is something that happened to one of my friends I've known for a long time. Right. Now, this girl, I'm going to call her Kathy. I don't want to out her whole, you know, her whole
you
life.
You got a fake name. Your
you.
Friends have fake names. Everybody's got a fucking fake name in your life.
They have real names. I just choose not to use it for this particular segment. She's had a tough life.
Oh, this right. one? The one from PA?
No.
Oh, you gotta love people that should be put to sleep.
No.
Oh, shit.
That's a nice message.
No,
yeah, I know.
Wow.
Your friends that have
Pip's
problems?
Euthanize people in Pip's life.
No, Pip's friends are like...
What the fuck kind of comments that... You got mad because your wife broke your balls about talking fast.
I know.
And you want to new euthanize her friends.
Pip hasn't done 45 minutes
wow.
of solid stuff.
Wow.
Never.
Pip's friends are the land of broken toys. So much so...
Cowboy
yes.
that rides
so
it.
Much so...
It's misfit toys.
Let's put it this way.
That's a fact. Look
Pip's
it up.
Friends are so fucked up.
I have to tell you something when he's done.
Pip's friends are so fucked up that she appears to be the normal one. Ponder that.
I am their queen.
Seriously.
That, I got nothing.
Yeah.
I got absolutely
speaking
nothing.
The truth. As usual, you're quick to talk.
I got nothing.
Never seen Russ not able to
no,
say anything
got me.
Before.
No, you got me on that.
He looked
wow.
scared.
Yeah,
that's
wow.
what he should.
That whole notion.
Wow. I'm a black belt of words, and he knows that.
Wow.
Actually,
God.
My husband's old band was called Broken Toys.
That's crazy.
Are you kidding me? That's
no.
awesome.
No, it was
good name for a band.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was. It was. So,
I'm just saying I'm not surprised another one of your friends is having issues.
No. I know. Well, she's had a
Let's
tough
put it this
life.
One. The one who fucking chases ghosts for a living?
What?
She's kind of normal by comparison.
Chase ghosts for a living.
She's not a, for a living.
Well,
wow.
Because really
as
it's
a
hard
hobby.
To make a, as a hobby.
Okay, as a hobby, yeah, I'm going to say. Have fun collecting invoices on that, yeah.
You were chasing too fast, and you were adjusting your ghost-busting outfit. I wasn't impressed.
Yeah,
Slimer
her annual review was really brutal.
He slimed me. So anyway. All right,
yeah.
So she's had a hard life. And she could use a break, but this year is not her year.
Oh, I don't like hearing that stuff.
No, it really sucked for her. I mean, she got divorced this year. She did not break this bastard's balls and make him sell the house and give her half the money.
Sounds like a fine woman.
Did not.
She did not.
Fine
not?
Woman.
She did not. So,
good woman right there.
So she,
divorce 101.
Yeah, she went to school and got a certificate.
A certificate?
She's, a
certificate. For what, participation?
That was being condescending
no,
there.
No, no.
She got a certificate. She doesn't have rabies. Here's your certificate. What does
that mean? There are certificate programs in schools
Devin,
that are not degree programs.
Devin, we're talking about a human being bettering themselves.
Yeah, really.
I'm not a fan.
It's not like something on QVC with a certificate of authenticity. It's
a
human
I am
being
a fan
learning
of that.
Something.
No, there are programs where you get a certificate.
What does she have a certificate in?
It was life coach.
All right, I stand I am correct. I am 100% a certificate for life coach. Really?
I got
really?
Nothing. I got
thank
nothing.
You. Thank you. Why would we learn?
I got nothing.
I know the way this shit turns out.
I got
nothing. I know her. I know her friends. I know the nonsense we're in for.
I didn't teach the class.
I'm not blaming you. But
I certainly could not.
I'd like to find the guy that did it, punch him in the balls.
No, I'd like to fucking find the guy who's giving out certificates and getting people to pay for that, give him a fucking high five and ask him how he does it. Go. Good for him. This
did
guy,
he, right? Did he want Donald Trump arrested when
this
he does
presidential material right here. This is our future leader. I hope he runs.
Yeah, but this guy's stakes were actually good.
So wait, so this funny. So this person's life is a mess, but she's now a life coach. Really?
I know.
Really?
I know. Listen.
Shows you how bullshit the certificate is.
I did not know that she was taking this. I would have sat her down and say, honey, save your money.
All right, so, but again, you and Russ, quick to attack like I'm a negative Nelly. But as usual, right on point. Right on
you're
point.
Not exactly sunshine and rainbows, buddy.
But I'm on point.
No, but there,
yeah, but at the
there
same
are other
time.
Things that people study that where they get a certificate.
But
yeah,
your friends
of a
aren't
degree.
Them.
Oh God, that's bad.
Yes, I do have successful friends.
I'd hit
I'm sure you
mic.
Do, but
they I
never
hit him with the
they never
mic.
Brought into this show.
Here, get him.
Is my
I'm sure
way?
You do have
no.
successful
no,
friends.
Sorry,
we don't hear about them.
No.
So I know
I don't bring them here to get beaten up. I bring the
I will,
weak
I would
ones.
Welcome your successful friends. Welcome. Welcome. I love successful people. They better me.
I
want to
meet the ghost chick.
What?
I want to have a conversation.
She's a nice lady.
Chick, is she?
She's a very nice lady.
She's really nice.
Lovely lady.
Yeah, no,
you know what, by the way? Certificate.
She's been on the show.
Lovely. I like
I would love that. I would have find
what,
that one
think,
and listen to
what,
it.
You think we can only have retired senseis?
No, I can see you being total dick to someone like that.
No, I was. No, she was lovely.
Damn it,
no, he wasn't.
He was. He was a gentleman?
Yes,
she was.
To somebody who chases ghosts.
Yes.
Because we
you
questions.
Got lucky.
Yeah, no,
you got lucky.
Not going to abuse.
I can see. I can see being a total
listen,
dick the whole
listen.
Time. With facts.
But I was honest that I didn't believe it.
Yeah.
I didn't powder her ass, but I wasn't mean to her.
Yeah, right. But we've had other people that were like psychically
you only
inclined.
Fuck with conservatives, that's all. Mother? Chasing yeah. ghosts, that's fine. Voting for Donald Trump, you're a lifeless loser with no heart.
Yeah, but you just said conservatives. Trump's not a conservative.
No, he's not. He's
and,
not.
And Ghostbusters aren't trying to bust your balls about what you do in the privacy of your own
They're
home.
They're not embarrassing us in
money.
Poland. Our Ghostbusters never embarrassed us in Poland.
No, they had not.
Okay.
Yeah, they're not all hurting right,
so,
anybody.
So your friend who's having a rough time.
Yeah, she's having a really rough time.
Has just gotten her certificate to be a life coach.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that? My
can't.
Life sucks. Mine too. Glad you brought it up.
I got nothing. I got absolutely nothing.
No, I believe that she was trying to like get some tips on how to get her better herself.
You know what you do?
And
you
then,
know what you do for that? You go to a fucking life coach. You don't become the person that people come to.
You know what?
Why aren't you consulted?
I was not.
I'm saying, why were you not consulted?
Because I am no fucking life coach.
Right, but you have access to me. So
that helps.
Proxy.
how much have I helped you? Really?
Let's sarcasm the shit out of it.
No.
There have been times I've come up here and I've been in a bad way and he talked me off the ledge. Honest to God.
I just don't have a certificate.
No.
Okay, so now this person who's going through a hard time is at a hard life and shit's getting worse has a piece of paper.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that wasn't the point of the story.
Oh, all. But it's my point, baby.
Wow.
So she's now, she's because of the divorce and various things, she's in a financial hole.
Yeah.
She's on the balls of her ass.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
So, yeah. So she made the decision she was going to try to start her life over, and she was going to go and rent an apartment for less money than she was renting currently from her brother and her parents, her adoptive parents, and her brother had all moved, and she was going to move with them. Guess where they live?
Where?
Guess where would
right by the ex-husband.
No, no, oh, he's up God. Here.
By the school where she got her certificate?
No. No.
By a new Dunkin' Donuts drive-thru?
All solid choices, but no. Florida.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
Why?
No, Florida's not good.
Yeah, but you
Why
have
not?
Nice weather. It'll cheer you up.
No, it's not.
It rains
not.
Every day at 4 o'clock. What are you talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah, but you can plan around it. 420, it's 420, sunny.
Yeah, yeah. Smoke a joint, go yeah. inside. You're right.
No, it's humid. It's a good time. No, no. Florida is Australia's unfortunate little brother.
Ah, I love it.
Oh,
that's great.
It is just
humid. I'm not a fan personally.
People yeah. are stupid. It's just like there are People. Bugs the size of buildings.
The only cool thing you can drink while driving down there.
Yeah, the whole state.
She just wrote off the whole fucking
Bugs
state.
Bugs Bunny wow. was smart when he tried to saw it off of the union. No, no.
I think it's overrated. I've noticed yeah. that being a New Yorker.
Yeah.
Because most of the people I know.
They all the people
there.
Who fail in New
age,
York,
yeah,
they go there.
They go there. And they're either back in 5 years or they become fucking Florida salesmen.
Yeah, yes.
And I hate it.
Hate it.
I hate it. Oh, you got to come down. I don't want to come
no.
down. No. Oh, you got to move down here. I don't want
to no,
fucking
move
to Florida.
Move down
oh, it's great. No, it's not.
No, it's not. It's really not. No.
Gives me a lot of material, like Florida.
Listen, oh, it, dude. You're until your circulation system completely shuts down because you're like 85 and you think that the temperature is good for you. Don't yeah no,
no. that humidity that's not, oh, God, no that's no. sticky nasty shit.
No, and it's like they have mosquitoes that you could ride.
So wait, literally. This is the big you stink because she moved to
no.
Florida.
No, no.
All right, it gets worse. Go.
No, it gets worse. So her
I like this better than her certificate.
Yeah,
family's like, come down. You know, your brother got, you know, he bought this property and he's got a place for you could rent and it's less than your rent paying for rent now. You could, you know, get a job down here and start over and you're away from all that crap.
She's gonna get a job down.
Like I said, Florida she's salesman
she's
guilty.
She's done a lot of different jobs, so it's like she could get.
Chief of staff?
No. She's not going to start at the top in a heap.
No, for Trump,
place.
So it's not really the heap. It's not really the top of the heap. Yeah, chief of staff. Yeah. There's an opening.
God. It's an open. Nobody else will
you
take
can get it.
It,
Russ.
No.
You're
you
overqualified.
No.
Yeah, you are.
Don't
want to
deal with it.
Well, because your jacket matched the skin tone? All right, go on.
That's funny stuff. No,
not the hair anymore, though.
I can't have people hate me all day, every day.
Sure you can.
No, I can't.
No, that would hurt, right?
I just wouldn't want to deal with
I've
it.
I've seen the message boards. Yeah. They do. They're fine.
The message boards. The group. Actually, we can talk about that one, Pipstone, if you want.
Anyway,
keep going. Right, no, we're in Florida.
She gets down there, and they're like saying, "Oh, you know, well, you know, we'll have it ready for you and everything." She gets there, and she walks in, and
to where she's supposed to live.
Where she's supposed to live?
Okay.
Besides a bed, there is not one stick of furniture in this place.
Did they say it was furnished?
No.
Uh huh.
Oh, they said it was furnished.
Yeah, well, Florida.
Relatively speaking,
it's.
Now, Florida furnished and New York furnished are different things.
Yes, they are.
The
stairs are out. It's furnished.
The only thing
God,
besides the bed, which they made her feel terrible about, that they spent money on for her. The only
you
thing.
You got to pick your own bed. Got to pick your own
yeah,
bed.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, you do. But all right, so
wow.
They bought her a bed. I mean, magnanimous parents, they bought her a bed.
Well, adoptive, so they could have gotten her like a futon.
I mean, they could have given her, you know, a couple of milk crates with a board on it.
Not foster parents. They're adopted parents.
Yeah. It's supposed to be a step up. So, there are inhabitants.
Critters?
Yeah.
What kind?
Mostly dead.
What?
Oh, they didn't clean it.
They didn't fucking clean this place at all. She went now. A girlfriend drove down with her to keep her company during this thing and make sure she wasn't walking into a hellhole. She did.
How can you? Was she going to stop her from walking into a hellhole?
Well, I mean, she was like, you know, if you're in trouble, okay, we're going to go rent a room. We're not staying. And that's what they did that night. They rented a room. They were not staying
all right.
there.
I mean, so
holy moly, what a scam.
Filthy.
Is it going to be nice when she cleans it up?
Moldy.
Is it going to be nice when she cleans it up?
We'll never know because she doesn't live there.
What do you mean?
She turned around after 2 days and came to fuck back.
Is that what her life coach
wow.
told her to do?
No, her gut said, get the fuck out of here.
All right, so here's the thing. You walk into
wow.
a shitty situation.
Yeah.
I mean, you could stay, clean it up, and if they want to restart your life in this state, you go, no. All right, this sucks, and you make it. You're still getting your brand new start.
You started trying to clean it up. First of all, they didn't leave her anything to clean with, nor did they offer anything, so she had to go to the store
yeah, well, you go to
and
the
buy
store.
All the stuff to okay. clean with, and once she started scrubbing, nothing's getting clean.
Was there a murder in there?
You'd think. There was because the frog was still there.
No, not the frog.
It no longer had any blood in it, but it was nicely wound.
Oh, I like frog jerky
in some spider wrappings.
That's gross, dude.
Frog jerky, delicious. Delicious.
No, I'll pass on that. You know the sad thing to this is, I know several people who moved out of state to take that big start over.
Yeah.
And they forgot something. The common denominator.
Yep.
Them. And
what?
I know everybody, themselves.
They brought
all their problems and habits and everything with them, but they just moved it thousands of miles. And everybody I know.
And that's why Florida's the
who
fuck up in it.
Relocated.
Yeah.
Because of that reason, not because a job relocated them or, you know, there was a life-altering event. Somebody said, I'm going to go somewhere and start over.
Right.
Their lives are either the same or worse.
Because they brought them with them.
Correct.
Yeah.
I've seen it on a family and friend basis.
If you want to start over, there's still nothing for you where you just came from. So even if you don't stay
start
there,
over where you are. Right. Like the life coach should have told her that.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
I get my $50 back.
Don't turn around and hightail it home. Even if you don't stay at that place, you've decided you want to live in Florida.
She made three easy payments of $15.99.
Florida's still cheaper to live in than it is up here.
It is, but she just said,
but there's no economy.
This was a terrible idea.
For what, fast food for $10-$15 an hour?
I don't know. There's plenty of people that need life coaches down there. Don't eat the bath salts.
Oh, my God.
Her father, at one point, there was some ugliness going on with the family while she was down there. It turned out that there was no internet where she was. Of course, there's no landline in there. So to use the phone, she had to go into her brother's house. For some reason, they had.
Phone service. Like you're telling me, like. A lot of superficial stuff, but again, if it was me...
No, you didn't hear what her father said to her.
But forget it, but we'll get there.
He's got facts.
No, well, if it was me, and I really... And I wanted to turn a new page.
Yeah.
And I had to leave what I knew, and I decided I wanted to start over in Florida. Florida was the state for me. As bad as this first place was, if I couldn't make a go of it there, I would still stay in Florida. I wouldn't just come back from where I failed up here.
I don't know.
Oh, no.
You walk into a ramshackle place with dead animals. It's defeating.
Yeah.
She's already defeated.
Well, what did the father say? Pip had a point before you just like...
Enjoy the frog.
You hit it with opinions.
Did you see the frog I left for you?
Yeah, how was it? Hey, frog jerk.
She was a loser. She was never going to make anything of her life.
Well.
That he should have just left her in the foster home where they found her.
Whoa, that's a no-no. How old is
she? After she got off stage, is that what happened?
Yeah, no, this is worse.
This is a lot worse than playing.
I didn't have to travel for that.
Your itchy blazer.
It wasn't itchy.
Oh, God, here
tight.
We go.
It was annoying you.
It was annoying.
Apparently, she was annoying him.
How old is this woman?
She's in her 40s.
Why'd they invite her down if they don't like her?
I will never know.
What do you mean you won't know? Yeah, that's a question you have to ask.
I don't know those people.
Right.
But I probably never will because she's like... After the things that were said
to her.
So
we called her a loser.
Yeah.
No.
That's bad.
It said that he never should have, never should have taken her out of the foster home. Sorry they ever,
Maybe it was that poor parenting.
But that was, but now is she, all right. Forget that she's your friend for a second.
Yeah.
No.
Looking at this objectively.
Here comes the throwdown.
Yeah.
No, looking at this objectively. Not that what he said is right.
No, it's not.
Never that's good me. From a father. Is she a loser?
I don't no. She's a really kind person.
Okay, that's a plus.
She made a bad decision, with who she married.
All right, that doesn't make you a loser. Doesn't make you a loser.
No,
a lot of people have bad marriages.
No, and she can't. I mean, she had.
Can she hold down a job?
She can.
Has she held down jobs? Has she reached
but
success?
She's changed jobs a lot. She has not found a career.
Is she is she reasonably intelligent?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
She's not applying. She's just in a rut making bad choices.
Does she have children?
No.
Does she have any addiction?
No.
So she's
not
really
lots
a loser.
Of friends.
She's not really a loser. This guy's wrong.
No,
she's not applying
not
herself.
Well, I mean, listen, some people just can't
she's
find
apply,
themselves.
Yeah,
that's why
she's
you
not
apply,
life she's not, not applying. Three payments of $15.99. You could be a life coach,
I think
too.
I think we all know this certificate was a waste of money. She's never going to be a life coach.
Oh, not the way I would have went, no.
No, that was...
By the way, loser decision right there.
Yeah, this, that was not.
This
yeah,
is why
that
you.
Was, that was bad.
This is why
that
you, as her good friend, need to intervene and go, no. Like I do for
too
you.
Too late.
Yeah, well, no, but I'm saying going. She's
money gone.
Pip, there'll be more opportunities.
Yeah.
Trust me.
I don't see her often enough to be like that involved in the day-to-day.
I almost feel like you need to be.
I
almost feel like this needs to be a
voice of reason.
And you think that,
I feel like you need to take this upon yourself. No. If for nothing else, for updates for the show.
No. No.
Mr. Devin.
I mean, there's a lot of...
The guy's a dick.
The guy was a total
dick. Guy's an
dick.
Asshole. Guy's that hurts coming from a father.
It was...
Hardly don't hurt anybody.
Yeah.
And it hurts more when you drive 1,800 miles to hear it.
And little things started coming out. Like when she was in the house, she noticed this really nice couch in their sunroom. Well, that's the couch that they took out of the death hole that they put her in, and they stole because they wanted it in their sunroom.
Meanwhile, she
didn't have a fucking chair to sit on.
Wow.
Yeah, no, they did. It was supposed to be furnished. That was what was furnishing it. They decided they liked it. She had nothing.
Why not at least give her some patio furniture?
Nothing. Yeah, no, something. A wicker chair.
Yeah, that'd
be
nice.
A wicker chair. Something. Don't you have some folding chairs
tables?
Yeah.
Like what were you using
the pressed
right
cardboard, yeah.
Yeah.
I like pressed cardboard. It's classy.
It is. It's easy to move. It's portable.
You don't have a folding chair? You know, like you don't have like lawn chairs?
Something. All right, so now she doesn't have a husband or a family.
Yeah.
You know, maybe she is a loser.
Wow. No.
No.
Somebody's got to surround herself with better people.
Yeah, but I don't think Pip's that person.
I am not good for her.
No.
Actually, all things considered, you are a role model for this person.
Oh, my God, Russ. Oh, no.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's bad.
Looking at where you've come from.
I think my 7-year-old is a role model
from
for
worse.
No, but
he does his homework.
But you had hardships.
She had worse.
I understand that. But you had hardships, and you're successful in your job. Well,
that remains to be seen.
But fairly. Fairly. But, I mean, you know.
We might have some.
You have
stories.
Friends. You have you know this week you have a good loving marriage.
Yes.
Your cats adore you.
This week.
Listen, we're all day to day.
It's a Christmas season.
You know, we're all on
we're
a
on month to month leases.
We're all on a limited engagement. Let's be honest with this.
That's funny.
But no, I mean for a lot of people, you know, you would be a model of how to get through, how to overcome, perseverance.
It's a miracle that this kid made it through. Her mom was mentally ill,
but now
too.
But now she
the
needs someone.
Her mother, she's dad,
but
she was mentally ill.
What I'm saying to you is now she needs somebody who's walked through hell, who actually knows how to get through the other side.
Yeah.
She needs that person in her life, and for a lot of people, that would be, you know, you're kind of that person for a lot of people. I could see that.
Oh, my God.
Listen, it scares the fuck out of me, too.
Hey, she's got nowhere to go but up.
No, but, you know, look at what she's working with. She's accomplished a lot, this child over here.
What she's working with.
She seems all right to me.
Yeah, I mean, it's completely a facade, but it's very well put together.
I think it's great. No. I think it's great.
Pip's got a lot of shit going on.
There's a lot of squirrels running around
usually
in these wheels.
Tuesday nights is
guys, that's everybody. It's just, you know, it's where sometimes it's where the chips land.
Pip is
unfortunately, this woman had a raw deal in life.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's always going to set you back.
So I think she needs a little pip in her life.
And
a little pip in her step.
I get that. You know, I didn't have a rosy and bright childhood either. You know, it was rough. So, you know, I get that part.
Maybe you could adopt her as a friend.
No. I got 4 kids at home. Are you kidding me?
What's one more?
Dude, I got ages 7 through 15.
How do you feel about a 45-year-old?
My life certification. Oh. I got 4 of them.
Wow.
Life coach certification.
Wow.
Jesus Christ. So, dude.
It's not real unless you have a certificate.
I'll print one up online. I don't care. 4 kids at home.
Would have been a
better investment. I got with 2 teenagers, no less.
Stupid has Photoshop.
Yeah, there you go.
Stupid. Well, I'm sorry to hear this for your friend.
Yes.
Yeah, no, it sucked for her. Luckily, she has a really good friend who said, you know, she talked to her on the phone and she said, "Look, you don't know anybody down there but your fucking family, and all 3 of them said and did terrible things in the short amount of time that she was in the state of Florida." And she's like, "No." So she said, "Come here. I have an extra room till you get on your feet and you could get your own place.
Nice.
Come here.
Will you
get
make a
job.
A bit of luck.
Will you make a wager with me?
What?
$20.
Yeah.
Within 2 years, This friend and Pip's friend are no longer talking.
Yeah. I'm not taking that back. It's possible.
No, that's not true.
Oh, yeah. Pip, it's true.
No, they've. Oh no,
no good deed goes unpunished.
No, they have. They have known each other for so many years.
I understand, but when you bring it into your home,
yeah,
it's a different animal.
Does the person bringing her in have children? Have a family?
Yeah.
Oh
yeah,
fuck.
No, she's
husband's
got,
not going to put up with that shit.
No. Yeah, the
that's short term. You know
the
that,
daughter's
right?
out of the house and the okay. grand. The room is the grandson's when he stays over.
2 years.
December 11th, 2018. We're going to be getting another you suck. Or you stink. What did you stink?
By December 11th, 2020.
Wow.
Those two will no longer be on speaking terms.
I don't think so. No. Man. No. Ellen is ride or die. She is.
Everybody's ride or die until you bring the cancer home.
No.
No, I don't think so. Yeah. No, I think she's good.
Yeah, the same can turn
out.
Nah, because this person seems like a nice person. Everybody has something. Everybody has something. And when so many people are turning, whether you deserve it or not, I'm not saying I'm not saying your friend deserves it.
Ooh. Right.
But there's something about them where everybody winds up treating this person like trash.
No, not every. She has a ton of friends.
Right, but they're not with her all the time. That's the key ingredient. With all the time. That's the key ingredient. Because right now, this other friend is a white knight.
Yeah.
Come to me. I will help you. And she will get frustrated because she's going to get another fucking degree for, I don't know, basket weaving or something.
Like, this basket is gonna be, weaving. This is gonna be the, nice.
I got a degree in Indian leg wrestling. No, you don't. Native American leg wrestling.
I love it.
Because this person
it's arm wrestling, by the way.
This person falls into those traps. And the white knight is going to get sick of it eventually. You can't save everybody.
Well,
that's why I stop with you.
She's not going to be.
How Donald Trump of you?
She's not going to be living.
Love him. He's the best.
I know all about saving.
Humanitarian.
I saved everybody. The whole world.
I hope you're wrong.
I hope I'm wrong too. I mean, especially since he won't bet me on it.
No, I won't. I'm not taking
but
that.
But you understand
back.
Why
it's
I would
say that. It's a lot. First of all, I commend the person for trying to help.
Absolutely.
I always say I never ask somebody to do something I wouldn't do, and that's something I couldn't do. My kids are young. You know,
mm-hmm. Right.
And you know, I'm still a newlywed. You know, I'm 2 years into a marriage, so yes. But unfortunately, tales like this normally don't end off riding into the sunset with everybody smiling.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not like Kathy's going like, to be just like leeching after her. She's already got a job.
I understand.
No, it just sounds she's.
It's not the job's not going to last
some,
for long.
No, self improvements to make. And maybe if she could find something like
she
a career.
She might be a self-sabotager.
I've always said this. Anybody can get a job. She needs to find the career that she could really dedicate herself to.
Yes.
And distract her.
Oh, life coach.
To the point where, hey, other than life coach and basket weaving. And
I think
that would be a good direction
for
her.
I think that she needs to find a career. Shit, so do I. You know?
Right. But she's incapable. Not going to happen.
I don't want to write her off.
No, I hope I'm wrong. For humanity's sake,
the life coach certificate's not going to help.
What?
That's the bad news.
What's that?
That's not a qualifier. The life coach certificate's not a qualifying.
No, I don't think it's going to help.
And
yeah,
don't put that on your Tinder profile.
No, it's not going to elevate a resume at all.
No.
I'm just throwing it out there.
Makes you look stupid.
Yeah.
It does.
I mean,
stop the insanity.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think that's useful. I mean,
is
like
that her? What was her name? She's a nut.
Oh, Susan Powder.
Stop the insanity.
Oh yeah, no, I remember that.
She's a friggin' nut.
Yeah, I bought that program. See how good
that's
worked. Yeah.
See, here's my Pip and I's difference. We have hiatuses
yeah.
of many years.
Yeah.
And really? And we do not live near each other.
Yeah.
The space. Yeah.
Right. There's
yeah,
a lot.
No,
there's
space
a lot
and
of space.
Time.
There's a lot. Yes, because if we did not have space and time, this would not
no
go.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Kill each other.
No.
Yeah.
Many times. Many times I'm tempted.
Many that's times. Funny, so. Yeah. There would be puncture marks on him.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Puncture marks. Holy shit.
But yeah, this isn't going to. I hope I'm wrong for her sake.
Yeah,
yeah.
It might not end well. I hate to do it with David on anything. But
I know. But, well,
it's
you know.
Be rough.
Yeah, no. She's going to. I see, like, you know, in the next couple months, once she gets, like, she, you know, gets some of her bills paid off and is, like, stable enough that she can get. I mean, she does get alimony, so she, you know, yeah, so she can.
She's got to start.
She can get.
You know what else that means? She has a fucking ex-husband in her life. That's a big strike right there, because he's gonna tear her down every chance he gets.
Yeah, there's that
They were friendly, and then all of a sudden he started being a dick.
No such thing as an amicable divorce.
We're not getting both sides of the story, but I'm pretty much calling this right so far. You know, an ex is always bad unless you have a complete breakup. If you're financially dependent, it makes it really, really tough.
Yeah, it does. Amen. Well,
she's in a position of inferiority right now, unfortunately, because of the finances. Although she does have the certificate, and so, but yeah.
Well, hopefully she'll like Russ said. I think she needs to find a career that she can like put herself into. And
how old,
like
mid-40s.
Yeah.
Yeah, not finding it. Yeah. It's not gonna happen.
I know. I'm trying to be optimistic.
Listen,
but,
by the time you get to be the
competing
age
with
we
millennials
are,
who will work for nothing, but so we're saying, at home. Yeah.
But to find a career, she'll find jobs.
Yeah, not a career.
But
yeah.
To find a career at that, to find your passion, very hard to do.
Yeah, but you know what? For some people, it's just a job that you're comfortable at and is good enough.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Because some people don't live.
Well, the last
to have
thing
a
person,
career.
The last thing a person in her situation needs is something to ride out. She needs a distraction, a positive distraction.
Yeah. Yes.
That's what's lacking in her life.
She's cute.
Oh, she's fat.
That's how we translate cute these days. That's great.
I know, Pip. See, I know things.
That's funny.
You guys like say like I don't know. I know things.
That's funny stuff.
She's got a guy.
Good. That's good. Hopefully, yeah.
That's the last thing she needs.
But if he's positive, it could be good. If he's her bedrock.
No.
Well.
No. Last thing she needs to be in is a relationship.
Well,
right
you're
now.
Right because she needs to focus.
Just get
on
out
her.
Of a marriage. Yep. But
this is her.
She needs that. Like I need my
this
dick
is
kicked.
She's always on from one to the other. It's not going to end. But hey, at least I was right about her size. Nah. So we have that going.
Better than my, you think.
You really fucking hate me.
Very much.
Because I know this shit.
Oh, God.
I should be way more important than doing this show in my basement. You know. This goes to show you can bring everything to the table and still achieve nothing. That's what I am. I'm bringing a lot to the table. Nothing to speak of.
I got nothing.
Yeah, but what if you're what if you made a call out to your family and you're like, look, I'm in a situation, you know, and
her family's assholes. I didn't argue that.
Yeah, and
that's
you,
just terrible.
And
man.
You got there and you're like you're in a dumpster fire.
But like I said, her family's assholes, but they did invite her down, so it makes me think something happened that we don't know about.
There's a lot more to the financial story.
Listen, she's a fat chick with baggage. It's not going to end well. And although she has a life coach certificate, it's just the way it is. You either have like a lot of personality, you're a go-getter, people want to be drawn to you, or you're hot. Those are your options as a human being. Those are the options as a human being.
I'm totally depressed right now.
Yeah, so am I.
Wow, I fucked my day up.
Well,
thank you.
But you guys found somebody, and they're not going anywhere.
I thought I was having a good day, but actually I had a shitty day. But I thought I had a good
sense. Because I make sense.
Is this tall enough that if we jump off, that it's going to actually make a dent?
No,
I was happy before I came here.
You're happily married. You're happy.
I had one thing all day that pissed me off. I was happy.
You're in happy, healthy relationships. It's different.
I got four kids. What's happy and healthy? Are you fucking kidding me?
Listen.
I'm going to hit you with this microphone right now.
I don't have
right
a certificate.
Now.
I don't feel qualified to help you through this.
Happy and healthy. Four chochis, my own.
But you chose it. You knew exactly where you were going. You're happy.
Well, yeah. You think
you've made them all to animal killers. You're fucking thrilled.
Happy, okay,
dude,
but healthy.
After a few years of that.
You know me. Can you imagine my counterpart? Considering
where you've been and how it's turned
He's
out.
Planning to shoot up a fucking school somewhere right
very
now.
I'm a daughter of a second generation postal worker.
Oh, fuck! It's in your blood. It's in your blood. Oh my God!
So as I said,
that's right. I'm the armed nut Republican. Yeah, that's great.
From the stock that you come from, and the people you've surrounded yourself,
and I gotta register my fucking guns. That's great.
You've done very well.
That's why I don't have any.
Yeah, nice.
I know what I'm capable of.
You have the right medications.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Your cats are a distraction.
Yes.
You
cats
know,
are healthy.
You know what your disorders are. You are aware of the situation. You're doing very well.
I am.
She's self-aware.
She is self-aware. And
is your friend self-aware? Does she ever look around and say, hey, I got to make changes?
No, I don't think
so. No, actually,
does
she
critique
is,
herself?
Except for
yeah.
the delusional bit about, like, somebody...
Uh-oh.
you know, wanting to be a life coach when her life is not.
Yeah,
in order.
That was a wrong turn.
That was a wrong turn.
Yeah, I got nothing on that.
I think she was hoping that this would be like. I don't know what she was thinking at the time. I think she was hoping that this would be like instructive for her, but no.
You guys are role models, honestly. You guys are role models. I know what you guys have been.
I'm a role model. I try to be.
You are a role model.
I try to be.
You actually are.
You're a role model.
I try to be.
And you're a role model for a lot of people. At least you should be. If people know where you've been and what you've achieved.
I'm flawed, but
and what you deal with on a day-to-day basis and how you try to keep it together.
Yeah.
You know, you're a role model, honestly.
Actually, you listeners, if you knew how close I was to the edge every day, Javin's completely right.
I am. I'm right about all
another generation of psychotic postal workers.
Here's the sad part about this whole thing. Once again, you guys fail to realize my brilliance. And that's the thing that breaks my heart.
Oh, here we go.
That is sad.
Yes.
It is. Although when I nailed that fat thing, you were speechless.
I was like, God damn you. God damn
Nobody can jerk himself off better than Davin can.
Yes, I hated you for nailing that and, you know, and for that stereotype and just for... Damn.
That's fine. You can hate me, but you can't say I'm wrong.
No, I can't, but I hate you.
I'm glad his wife breaks his balls now.
Yeah, I know.
He loves jerking himself off. He does.
Well, now that you bring it up,
really
different
does.
Techniques depends what you're watching.
He really
sure,
does,
is that
man.
A fair to that?
Yeah. I'm glad Lisa fucks with you like that.
No, listen, I know, but you know,
somebody
I know.
Somebody always thinks he's right.
I hope she said you stuttered.
I did not.
Can you imagine arguing with him on a marital level? I'd throw him out of a fucking window.
She can't stand it. Can't stand it.
I wonder why.
Because I use facts.
No, here
and
we
I'm
go.
Very calm.
Oh, my God.
3 hours and lots of drinking later, I'm okay, and I'm ready to face it again in another week.
You don't argue with me.
No, I don't. I just have to sit here, and I'm argued with.
Just let him spout out. That's funny shit. Oh, damn.
You've seen me argue. It's very logical.
My friend.
No, there's... It's difficult to
no
argue
logical
with you
to
because
a
you
argument.
You're so tenacious.
Tenacious.
You're being
diplomatic.
Yeah.
Although
Badger.
Badger,
there you
I
go.
I have gotten better a lot. I'm like, ah, fuck it, whatever. I'm a lot more of that now, too. Than I was in my youth. I'm a lot more, whatever.
Let me tell you, having four kids, my you stink moment was pulling into where I had to be, and there was a good song on XM, and I had to get out of the fucking car. You just get to that level where it's like, but I had to be somewhere. It was like, it was time sensitive. So I'm sitting and I'm like,
okay, 2.5 more minutes.
And I'm like, how often does XM play Master of Puppets? And I'm pissed because it was before the solo. And I'm like, you sons of bitches. And I'm looking at my clock and I can't be late. So I got out of my car and it sucks. As soon as you open my car door, the radio cuts off. And it was like, like pulling the lever. And so it was like self-inflicted pain almost, like punching yourself in the balls. Well, in your case, not, but you know what I mean.
That's another thing she's had to overcome. Don't say no.
That's mean, dude. Come on.
No, that's true.
Speak the truth. Oh,
God. I used to be Peter.
Hello, Peter.
Peter.
Peter had a Peter. Now she's got a Pip.
Hey, that's funny.
Nice.
Once in a while.
Packed a pick of peppers.
That was just one party. God damn it.
I don't know if we
really stopped talking about it.
I don't know if we've really solved problems on this part of the show.
No,
but we enjoyed ourselves.
Yes, and Davin's always right.
And that's
I never said I'm always right. That's false.
I am right.
It's a fact.
I am right.
There you go.
A
fact.
When was the last time I was wrong on this show?
When was the last time I was wrong? I don't know. I don't have a
scorecard.
No, but
I mean,
like
if we were talking about Joe, we have a whole laundry list.
I was wrong, not even totally wrong, on one minor thing.
No,
you can
totally
never,
wrong.
You can never talk about politics again with me.
No, never.
No,
yes.
No, because it was the basis of your point. That's
no,
why.
That was not. Right, you missed the basis of my point because you were shouting over me, ranting.
Because your point was
like,
wrong.
You did this entire segment, but that's okay.
Well, it's my show.
Yes,
but your point is nice wrong. Statement.
Welcome to my world.
I'm telling you. And then he gets mad when his wife says you're playing with your fucking cuff. Really?
You know what? That's what you people need to do to feel better.
About yourself. He's playing with his cuff.
All fucking night long, baby. Cuff. Woo!
I love it. Oh, where's
just
the visual?
Watch, look at it. Ooh, look at the time. Look at the time. Ooh, let me check. Let me test my cuff.
You can just stare at your watch all night. It doesn't
you should
bother
talk
me now.
Like this when you're playing with your cuff.
I
slowly.
I'm talking. I'm adjusting my cuff, Davey.
Davey, no.
Davey.
God, where'd that come from? All only right. 1985.
All right. So let's
Davey. That was the best, man.
Play some new music and take our break. On the break, we got new music from Remain. We've played Remain before on the show with Dancing on a Fall. And they are with Robert Speed Productions, and are they're also a Bongo Boy recording artist. And you can learn more about Remain at RemainRocks.com. So it's Remain with Dancing on a Fall, on a Fall, RemainRocks.com. And after that, we have new music from Speedmaster DJ. I've not played them before. Ooh. Speedmaster DJ with Come Around, and you can learn more about them at khb-music.de. Short break. We'll be back with a whole lot of nonsense going on. At